Celebrating 30 years on Utah's airwaves, Western Life Radio thanks you for joining us around the campfire and for your ongoing support to Utah's longest-running home, garden, travel, and outdoor adventure program. You can always join us on our online campsite at westernliferadio.com.
Is your boat registered and insured for the summer season? Most boats must have proof of insurance on board and be properly registered with bow numbers and stickers. Take the Utah Boating or Coast Guard Auxiliary courses, and you just might get a discount on your insurance. For a copy, call 801-538-BOAT. This message brought to you by the Utah State Parks Boating Program.
Discover the magic within Utah State Parks with an annual State Parks Pass. From boating and fishing to hiking, camping, and off-highway vehicle adventures, Utah State Parks offers a wide variety of activities in the great outdoors. An annual State Park Pass opens the gate to year-round adventures at an amazing price. The annual State Park Pass provides day-use access for you and your family. In addition, Utah State Parks opens the gate to cultural and historical parks where you can learn more about Utah's rich heritage. And don't forget to reserve your favorite campsites year-round with options in teepees, yurts, and hammocks in addition to the standard tent and RV options. Visit the trailhead for more information at stateparks.utah.gov.
Faster Utah empowers teachers, administrators, and other school staff to defend themselves in case of a school shooting. We teach advanced firearms and trauma first aid skills. Graduates of the Faster program pass the same post-qualification shoot as Utah law enforcement. For more information and find out how you can help, go to fasterutah.org.
Connect with the world through Rise Broadband and stay in touch with all things important to you and your family. Known as the number one fixed wireless internet provider in the United States, Rise Broadband will keep you connected with work, school, shopping, and entertainment. Whether you live in a suburban or rural area, Rise helps keep you and your family connected with the people and things that you value most. Rise Broadband offers flexible packages designed to meet your budget so you can enjoy all your favorite music and movies with fast, reliable, in-home Wi-Fi. Stream your favorite shows, play the hottest games without buffering, and stay in touch with family and friends on Skype. Get more for less with Rise Broadband. To check availability in your area, visit risebroadband.com or call 844-411-RISE.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Put on your helmet, let's go.
But Mom, when will I be old enough so I don't have to wear my helmet? When will I become invincible just like you?
Sweetie, I'm not invincible. I need my helmet too. Anyone can get hurt, no matter how old they are.
Be responsible and set an example when you ride. Accidents do happen. Please remember, nobody is invincible.
Sportsman's Warehouse started right here in Midvale, so you probably already know Sportsman's Warehouse is the headquarters for everything hunting. And with fall fast approaching, Sportsman's Warehouse has everything you need to gear up for the hunt. And for the campers, we've got tents, sleeping bags, packs, lanterns, and thousands of accessories. Fall also means football and tailgating. Come check out the selection of grills, smokers, canopies, tables, and chairs. There's something for everyone. Sportsman's Warehouse, Utah born, Utah proud.
Kindness, It's a single smile, a thoughtful word, a small, unexpected gesture. Whatever the act may be, it's something we call kindness. Yet sometimes in such a chaotic world, people forget the power that kindness holds. Kindness can brighten a moment, lift someone's spirits, turn a bad day into a good story. Kindness can make someone's week, or month, or year. Kindness can restore faith in humanity, and some say it can even make us healthier. All with a simple, small, perhaps unseen or anonymous act. So, think about this. What would happen if a small act of kindness sparked another small act of kindness, and then another, and another, and another? What if kindness became contagious? And all the small gestures done by many would make an impact felt around the nation, around the world. Imagine that power. And all it takes is one kind act a day.
Richter joins us once again with Richter's Herbs. Thank you again for taking a few minutes with us.
Oh, always a pleasure to be with you.
It is truly an honor having you back on the program. We're excited to have you here. And talking about herbs, we're teasing last time we had you on about some favorite herbs that you have. And today we're going to be talking about the top 10 favorite herbs of Conrad Richter. And if anybody knows the best herbs in the world, it would be you.
Well, I certainly have my favorites, but it's a hard choice, let me tell you. I would encourage people to come up with their own favorite 10 herbs. In fact, I'm not sure I'm going to be able to limit those to 10 herbs today, so I'll give it a try. But here are some of the ones that I think if people are going to take a look at our catalog or anybody's catalog, and these would be some of the ones that you would be thinking about that I personally think are really great. And keeping in mind that these are perennials, they are hardy, and they're relatively easy to grow. I mean, you have to remember that herbs encompass many different types of plants, from the Arctic to the tropics, from the mountains to sea level. There's so many different ways that they grow, and not all of them are that easy to grow in a conventional garden in the backyard. The herbs that I'm going to talk about today are all well-suited for backyard or for your home garden. And this is in no particular order, but more or less what came to my mind as I was drafting this list. But let me start with chives. Many people know chives, and not necessarily everybody grows it, but one of the things, if you do grow it, you will know that it is one of the easiest herbs to grow and very hardy. It's pretty hard to kill it, actually. And the conventional chives is what we call sometimes onion chives. It looks like a miniature onion leaf. If people are familiar with onion leaves, they know that it is a tubular leaf. So if you cut it, you'll see that inside it's all air. It's just a big tube. Well, regular chives is just the same, except much smaller. But instead of producing a bulb at the bottom like the onion does, it has a much smaller root zone, and the main focus is the fresh leaves. One thing that I encourage people to also consider are the flowers, especially when they first open up. Those beautiful pink flowers, they're really nice to sprinkle in a salad or on an egg dish or what have you. But chives are so easy to grow and definitely high on the list. But the one that I would encourage people to grow, and there are different varieties of chives, is the garlic chives. And unlike the regular onion chives, it has a flat leaf, so it's not a hollow leaf. And they really are garlicky in taste. Now, for those people who find garlic, real garlic, a bit too much, a little overwhelming to their taste buds, garlic chives is a perfect substitute. And instead of producing the typical blue flowers of the onion chives, they produce a white flower. And they, too, can be sprinkled on in salads and soup and on egg dishes, etc. Both of those types of chives are so easy to grow. You can plant them in the fall, and they will definitely come back next season. So that would be certainly one of the ones I would want to consider. Another one would be oregano, specifically the Greek oregano. And specifically among the Greek oreganos, and there are different varieties, I would focus on the hardier types. And there is one that we sell that we developed a number of years ago, and I've talked about it in the past. We call it Profusion Oregano. And that one is very fragrant. It was originally from Greece, but it became naturalized at the back of our property by accident, actually. And we discovered a number of years ago, and from that we have propagated by cuttings the plant and made it available. We've sold thousands upon thousands of this plant over the years. And it's great because it is a little more hardy than the Greek oregano that would, let's say if you were to get some seeds from the source, from Greece, you probably would find that the Greek oregano there doesn't survive our winters that well. Whereas this one, the Profusion oregano, is already acclimated to our North American temperate environment and will survive quite handily our winters. So that one's definitely on my list. And there are many different types of thyme that most people have probably have thyme in their garden, maybe as an ornamental type, let's say a carpet type of thyme, or of course the culinary thymes like English thyme. The English thyme, another name for that is German winter thyme, and it happens to be the type of culinary thyme that is the most hardy and is definitely the one that I would recommend for fall planting. It would survive winter. So the English thyme, and it is an upright plant as opposed to a creeping thyme that maybe many of your listeners are familiar with, and it is the one with the classic thyme scent and flavor. So that one's definitely one, and they come in many different varieties among the English thymes, and one that I really like, we introduced it a number of years ago, called Freddo thyme. We didn't give it that name, that's how it came to us. It's F-R-E-D-O, Freddo thyme, but what's great about it is that it's a really compact version. Same flavor, same hardiness, but it makes these really nice mounds in the garden. And it can be used effectively in an ornamental setting as well as used for culinary purposes. So if you want to look for something a little different than the usual English thyme, that would be something to take a look at. Again, with thyme, another one that's a favorite of mine is the lemon thymes. But among them, and there are many, is one that we call lemon carpet thyme. And it is a fast-growing carpet thyme with a really nice lemon scent. And there's an orange-smelling version of that as well, which we call orange spice thyme. Grows in the same way. It's a carpet thyme, very hardy, actually fairly good at competing against weeds and even grasses. That orange spice thyme is a really good choice as well, very hardy in our area. Going down the list, of course, mints. Many people have mints in their garden, and they probably have either peppermint or spearmint. But for those who want to try something a little different, but also hardy to survive a winter, a couple of recommendations that I would make, a few recommendations would be on the side of mints that are more like spearmint. When you think of spearmint, we all know that it's kind of a sweet mint. So these two that I'm going to mention now are more like the spearmint, and that's English mint and Moroccan mint. Both of those are hardy and have this wonderful spearmint-like scent and very nice to grow. I think they're improvements over the basic spearmint, and they have a bigger leaf, And they're not as aggressive in spreading around the garden, so a lot of people are worried about mints taking over their garden. These two are a little less likely to do that. On the peppermint side, which is quite a different taste or scent profile, there are two that I would recommend, or one that I would especially recommend, what we call Swiss mint. We used to call this Ricola mint, after the Ricola cough candy. And in fact, this mint is very, very close to that taste and smell of those cough candies. So that Swiss mint would definitely be a recommendation. It has a lighter, sweeter, pepperminty fragrance. Some of the other peppermints are very strong, and some people find them a little bit overwhelming. So Swiss mint is a really good alternative. But here's a mint that maybe some people have never thought of before, maybe never heard of it. It's called Vietnamese mint. It is actually a mint that you would find wherever there's a sizable Vietnamese population in many cities across North America. Go to a greengrocer that specializes in Asian vegetables, you'll often find Vietnamese mint offered on sale. And the Vietnamese mint is really interesting because usually the peppermint type of scent, you only find it in those plants, you only find the peppermint chemical pathway that produces those essential oils. Whereas in the spearmint mints, you only find the spearmint pathway. And you never find both of them in the same one, except for the Vietnamese mint. This Vietnamese mint is unique. It has both pathways together. And some people call it double mint, after the Wrigley's double mint gum, which is a combination of spearmint and peppermint together. Well, this mint is just like that. It's really an amazing mint. Highly recommend it.
Sounds delicious.
Yes. Moving along, some of the other ones that I would recommend are lovage. I've talked about lovage in the past. I like lovage because it is such a hardy plant. You can't kill it, really, frankly. And it's really underappreciated. If any of your listeners love to make soups, this plant is a must. It really gives great body to the flavor of any soup or stew. And it looks something like a giant celery, and you harvest the leaves early on before the plant goes to flower, and you use them fresh. You don't dry them. This is not one that you can dry. And so use them fresh and put them in your soups and salads, in your stews, and it's a staple herb in Central Europe, where it's often known as Maggie plant, or in the various languages, Maggie Kraut, for example, in the German language. It's an essential herb for really good soups and stews, goulashes, and so on. Another herb, of course, many people know tarragon, and I certainly recommend it. Tarragon is a little less hardy, especially the right one, the one that you really should grow. You have to be careful not to grow the one that's grown from seed, which we call Russian tarragon. That has no flavor. What you really want to make sure you get is the French tarragon, which has an anise or licorice-like scent. So make sure, if you're buying French tarragon plants, make sure you squeeze the leaves. And if you don't smell that strong licorice or anise-like scent, you know you got the wrong tarragon, so don't bother. You're wasting your time. Once you get the right plant, make sure that you mulch this plant over winter. It is hardy in zone 5. It can even be wintered over in zone 4, but it needs a little bit of help. After the killing frost in late fall, by that I mean, when I say killing frost, I mean that the temperature's gone so low that all the foliage, fresh foliage, is basically frozen and is about to fall off. When that happens, that's a time to lay down your mulch. And the mulch can be dead leaves collected in the garden. If you've got access to straw or wood chips or anything of that sort, that will help protect the roots from winter heaving over the winter months, and especially into the late winter or early spring. When you get the cycles of freezing and thawing, very often that's when plants end up dying because they just can't handle that lifting up and down of freezing and thawing back and forth. So by putting the mulch down, you're keeping the ground cold and frozen until the temperatures are warm enough. Then you remove the mulch, and then the plant can come back and without losing it. So tarragon would be one of those ones that I recommend that you do mulch.
Awesome.
Another one that I would recommend, of course, is for fall planting is garlic. Many people do that anyway. They're planting. Fall is the time to plant garlic. And so there are lots and lots of varieties of garlic that are available. Of course, you buy the seed garlic, which are the individual cloves that you plant, and they're very easy. Garlic used to be a bit of a mystery how to grow them properly, but it's now much easier. Most people now know how to do it, and we have a lot of varieties that we send, and we provide all the instructions how to grow them. So plant them now in fall for summer harvest next year. And I think garlic comes in so many different varieties now. There's some varieties that are really strong. If you really like strong garlic, well, here's your opportunity to pick up one of the more interesting varieties, the lesser-known varieties that are available. Now, moving along to some other herbs that are a little bit out of the culinary side, the kitchen side, and into the tea side, teapot side, but certainly we talked about mints already, but three herbs that I would definitely recommend are anise hyssop, or sometimes known as licorice mint, really lovely ornamental plant and a lovely scented herb. You harvest them just like regular mint, but the leaves are strong anisey, licorice scent and make great tea. Lemon balm, lemon-like minty type of plant, also hardy perennial, can be planted in the fall, but like tarragon, you want to give that a mulch. It's a little less hardy. So just to be safe, give it that mulch that we talked about. And another one that's a favorite of mine is bergamot. Bergamot, both the leaves and the flowers, make great teas and other drinks now. So you can make cold drinks out of them as well. Bergamot was, during the years of the revolutionary uprising in Boston, when the British tea wasn't available, many of the colonists took the cue of the native population, the indigenous population, in using bergamot as an alternative for regular tea. It makes a great tea. It's different, of course, than regular Indian or Chinese tea, but it's one that I highly recommend. And if you're blending your own teas, well, throw lemon balm and mint and bergamot together and blend your own tea. It makes a great mix. And finally, the last group of herbs that are great for fall planting are some of the medicinal herbs. And the ones that I'm going to mention here, just a few of them, are also pretty nice ornamentals as well. So they're a bonus that way. Echinacea, many people know echinacea. It is a native of the central state in the United States. But echinacea is such a hardy and showy plant. It's unmistakable in the garden. Sometimes people are a little nervous about going back in the garden a year later and wondering which plant is which, and maybe a little nervous that they're digging up the wrong plant. Well, echinacea is unmistakable. It's such a beautiful plant. It's very showy. And you dig up the roots and use it in tinctures for boosting your immune system. Another immune-boosting herb is astragalus, and that can be planted at this time of year as well. It can be very showy with pinkish, bluish flowers that show up in the middle of summer. And it, too, uses the roots. And these roots are immune-enhancing. They can boost your strength. So if you are suffering from fatigue or chronic fatigue, astragalus roots in a tincture form are really, really beneficial. It also lowers blood pressure and lowers blood sugar as well. Another medicinal herb that I recommend, again, ornamental, is one that probably most people listening today have never heard of before. We call it marrow root. That's spelled M-A-R-A-L-R-O-O-T, marrow root. And this plant comes from Siberia. And the Russians, many years ago, Russian scientists learned that the roots of this plant are really potent in strengthening the body. And they actually gave it in an extract form to their athletes. The roots have a compound in it, which is sort of like a natural muscle-enhancing steroidal-like compound, but very different from the dangerous drugs that are used by muscle builders, often used by athletes and muscle builders. This is a natural substance that is much safer to use. We got it originally many, many years ago from Finland, where they picked it up from a long-time tradition among the Russians to use it for medicinal purposes. So it helps to increase muscle mass, it improves stamina, and regulates blood sugar. And actually also improves memory and learning ability. And finally, there's one herb that I would recommend because it is a native, actually, to Western United States. And it's called the American Arnica. Arnica. Arnica is spelled A-R-N-I-C-A. Now, most people in the herb world are familiar with the European Arnica, and that's a classic herb collected from the mountains, principally the Swiss Alps and elsewhere. The flowers are collected and steeped in alcohol, you know, just vodka or brandy or anything like that, and then applied to bruises, wounds, inflammation, sore joints, anything of that sort. And the arnica has the potent compounds in it that will reduce inflammation and speed healing. But that particular European one is not that easy to grow here in North America. But remarkably and conveniently, there is a native variety that grows in places like Washington State, Oregon State, called the American Arnica. And it has the same yellow flowers, very attractive daisy-like flowers, that can be collected, steeped in alcohol, and used for exactly the same purpose. And that, I think I went beyond my 10 herbs, so I'm sorry about that, but I get excited about these plants, and it's hard for me to choose and limit it to just 10.
Same here. I'm exactly the same way. It's so easy to do, and there's so many great ones out there. I mean, you literally have thousands of different herbs in your catalogs. To narrow it down as tight as you have, that's pretty remarkable.
Yeah, well, it does take a while. There's a lot of trial and error. There are some herbs, as I said, that come from far-flung places that are not necessarily the easiest things to grow in our gardens. And in some cases, they're just simply not possible to grow in our gardens. So this list that I provided you is a distillation of more than 40 years, 50 years of hands-on experience. Herbs that I know will work, and I know people are happy to use, happy to grow in their garden.
That is incredible. Again, if folks are looking for different herbs to purchase for their garden, fall's a great time to plant. And again, where do they find these?
You can go to our website at richters.com. That's richters.com. I should point out that although we have on our catalog, there's one thing we haven't updated. That is, unfortunately, we're out of paper catalogs for this season, but you can still download the electronic version, the PDF. So if you want to do that instead of browsing through the website, you can do that as well.
I actually have that on my phone right now, and I love to look at it anytime I have a spare minute. Great resource. Again, that website?
That's richters.com, R-I-C-H-T-E-R-S.
Anything else you'd like to share with folks out there?
Well, this is really the time to place those orders because, you know, it does take a few weeks to get them shipped your way. So think about it now. It's a good time to be planting your fall plantings.
Fantastic. Conrad Richter with us once again with Richter's Herbs. Thank you again for taking a few minutes with us.
I always appreciate joining you.
choose your adventure. With 46 state parks and an impressive list of recreational opportunities.
Yes, bass fishing at Sand Hall State Park.
Visitors might have a hard time choosing what to do each weekend.
Woo! Windsurfing at Deer Creek State Park.
Choose your adventure. Explore Utah and create memories at Utah State Parks. For campground reservations, ideas for your next adventure, or to purchase an annual pass, stop by stateparks.utah.gov.
Play safe. Boating accidents happen quickly. You never know when you might end up in the water. Wear your life jacket and have a throwable life preserver on board. Remember, Utah boaters wear it. Call 801-538-BOAT. Visit stateparks.utah.gov. This message brought to you by the Utah State Parks Boating Program.
Dress for a wide range of temperatures this fall to stay comfortable day and night. We're layering for the conditions next on Western Life Radio. Explore the universe from one of Utah's dark sky parks. With more than 14 state park destinations to choose from, your family can gaze at the Milky Way, watch the moonrise, or make a wish during a meteor shower. With the right telescope, you can find nearby planets, tour distant galaxies, or capture the heavens with your own deep space photography. Your adventure begins with a camping reservation and a clear view to the darkened skies. Launch your epic nighttime adventure at stateparks.utah.gov.
Don't let your next family outing end in tragedy. Don't drink and ride. Driving an OHV under the influence of alcohol is no different than driving your car under the influence of alcohol. Law enforcement officers will be out checking riders and operators of OHVs. You could end up seeing jail time, loss of driver's license, the same stiff penalties that apply to operating a car. This message is from the Utah Division of Parks and Recreation. Ride responsibly.
Dress for a wide range of temperatures for greater comfort. Duff Turner with Sportsman's Warehouse packs for the season.
I think it's great to have a layering system to wear something that's going to keep you warm in the morning, whether you carry it with you while you're hiking and then changing, putting on heavier layers once you get to where you're going, or at least having it with you in the pack, because you can always pack it back out after it gets warmer during the day. But the mornings and the evenings, especially this time of year in the high elevations, get mighty cold. And having a way to dry your clothes is important too. Otherwise, it just makes for a miserable hunt if you're wet all the time. I usually carry at least one lighter with me. I have a couple fire starter sticks that are like compacted sawdust mixed with wax that would start up pretty easily. One good thing to have with you that people don't think about is one of those real small bottles of hand sanitizer, and that starts a fire pretty good because that's made with alcohol, and so it lights readily even when it's wet outside. I take a couple knives with me when I go out hunting. I keep a couple of them in my pack. I usually have one in my pocket, one or two in my pocket, but it's always good to have a couple of them because going through the hide, especially on an elk, going through the hide and the hair can really dull a knife. If you have an extra one with you that's sharp, you can end up doing the skinning or the cutting that you need to do.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.
Put on your helmet. Let's go.
But Mom, when will I be old enough so I don't have to wear my helmet? When will I become invincible just like you?
Sweetie, I'm not invincible. I need my helmet too. Anyone can get hurt, no matter how old they are.
Be responsible and set an example when you ride. Accidents do happen. Please remember, nobody is invincible.
Connect with the world through Rise Broadband and stay in touch with all things important to you and your family. Known as the number one fixed wireless internet provider in the United States, Rise Broadband will keep you connected with work, school, shopping, and entertainment. Whether you live in a suburban or rural area, RISE helps keep you and your family connected with the people and things that you value most. RISE Broadband offers flexible packages designed to meet your budget so you can enjoy all your favorite music and movies with fast, reliable, in-home Wi-Fi. Stream your favorite shows, play the hottest games without buffering, and stay in touch with family and friends on Skype. Get more for less with RISE Broadband. To check availability in your area, visit risebroadband.com or call 844-411-RISE.
Hey, this is Brian Stinson with Be Ready Utah, and today our topic is your disaster supply kit. Now, a lot of people call them different things like 72-hour kits, bug-out bags, evacuation kits, whatever you want to call it. The whole purpose of your disaster supply kit is that you have what you need to get you through 3 days, maybe 5 days, or a little bit longer before emergency preparedness resources are able to get to you and help you in a disaster situation. Some things you need to think about in your disaster supply kit: you need to store it in something that's portable, a backpack, maybe a wheeled suitcase, or other portable containers. You want to store it someplace that's easy access. Maybe a coat closet near an exit, maybe in the garage where you can grab it easy in a hurry. You don't want to have it stored downstairs in the basement behind your Christmas decorations. You might not be able to get to it. Another thing you want to think about with your disaster supply kit: have a separate kit for each member of your family. You don't want to have just dad carrying everything, because if you're possibly separated, dad's going to have everything and nobody else is going to have anything else. So each person, even down to the youngest infant, needs to have the basics of emergency preparedness in their kit. You also want to make sure that if you have something that's susceptible to water damage, maybe a radio, stored in a plastic bag right inside your disaster supply kit. And then another important thing you want to think about is checking your kit twice a year. Replace items that have expired or things that might not work, and make sure that you change those clothes out. Sometimes we grow up or we grow out, and we need to make sure that whatever clothes we have in there fit us. Make sure you cover all 12 areas of emergency preparedness in your disaster supply kit as well. Now, what are the 12 areas of emergency preparedness? That's shelter, clothing, and fire. You need to have what can help maintain your body's temperature. You need to have water. You need to have at least a gallon of water in your disaster supply kit. Food, you need to have about a 3-day supply of food, something that's non-perishable. Have hygiene and sanitation in your kit as well. That's things like your toothbrush, soap, comb, toilet tissue. Light and power is another important thing. Flashlights, you need to be able to see in the dark. Have first aid kits. You need to have communication supplies, maybe a radio so you can find out what's going on. Safety and security, you want to have maybe a dust mask in there. Have spare keys as well. Tools and personal items is another of the 12 items. That would be things like glasses, things that are specific to you that need to go in your backpack, your disaster supply kit. Cooking items, you might need to boil some water. You want to have important documents and money. It's really important to have copies of identification, copies of licenses, wills, insurance information, financial information, those kinds of things. You want to have some cash with you as well in small bills. The last item, transportation. Make sure that you have some sturdy walking shoes or something that you can get yourself from point A to point B. Disaster supply kits, that's your first and your most important area that you need to start with for emergency preparedness. For more information about emergency preparedness, visit us at BeReadyUtah.gov.
Hey, let's hit the lake. Put on your life jackets and let's go.
But Mom, when will I be old enough so I won't drown and I don't have to wear my life jacket? Will I be invincible just like you?
Sweetie, I'm not invincible. I need my life jacket too. Anyone can drown, no matter how old they are.
Accidents do happen. Protect yourself and set an example. Wear the proper safety gear when you're on the water. Please remember, nobody is invincible.
matter what's bugging you this summer in your garden, the USU Extension Service Integrated Pest Management Program can help you find solutions. From free fact sheets and books to seminars and updated pest advisories, this website will point you in the right direction. To find these and other free resources, stop at extension.usu.edu/pests.
Hey, this is Nick Lusky with the Utah State University Extension Integrated Pest Management Program. Let's talk about earwigs. So earwigs have a wide host range, including all of our vegetable crops, fruit trees, and a lot of our landscape ornamental plants as well. The earwig adults are very easy to identify. They are slender with a brown body, a red-brown head, and they have those prominent pair of pinchers on the rear end of their body. Earwigs are actually omnivores. They have a diverse diet feeding on several plants, fungal spores, or small invertebrate insects, and a lot of decaying organic matter. Earwigs can cause damage by feeding on buds, flowers, fruits, or the corn silks, tender vegetable seedlings, and leaves, which can cause direct plant damage, reducing the crop yield and aesthetic injury. They like to crawl in tight, dark places and spend the day, making them an unwanted presence in harvested fruits and vegetables and flowers. Earwigs can have two or more generations per year. They overwinter as brooding pairs or above ground in aggregations. Populations tend to build to their highest densities in mid to late summer. Adults like to hide in dark, tight, and moist places during the daytime and may seek shelter inside buildings. Eggs are laid in clusters of 30 to 40, with those nests being in the soil. Earwigs are most abundant in highly irrigated or mulched areas. To manage earwigs, try using traps to monitor and reduce their numbers. A lot of growers will place boards, corrugated cardboard, rolled up or crumpled moistened newspaper, or bait containers like a tuna can or little plastic Tupperwares with smelly oils like clam oil or bacon grease in crop areas early in the spring, and this can help monitor their populations weekly. Always be sure to reduce or remove the nesting and hiding places for the earwigs. Since these earwigs can be considered both beneficial and detrimental to crops, only really consider treatment if there is a severe problem and it's causing unacceptable crop damage. If you want to learn more about earwigs or other pests, be sure to visit our website at extension.usu.edu/pests.
Sportsman's Warehouse started right here in Midvale, so you probably already know Sportsman's Warehouse is the headquarters for everything hunting. And with fall fast approaching, Sportsman's Warehouse has everything you need to gear up for the hunt. And for the campers, we've got tents, sleeping bags, packs, lanterns, and thousands of accessories. Fall also means football and tailgating. Come check out the selection of grills, smokers, canopies, tables, and chairs. There's something for everyone. Sportsman's Warehouse, Utah born, Utah proud.
Now back to Western Life Radio with your host, Brian Brinkerhoff.
We are back again with Holly Hells for our acoustic campfire concert. Which song did you want to feature next?
So there was this song called Missing Something Good, and that song has followed me throughout the Battle of the Bands competition and means the world to me.
Why is this one an important song to you? I remember the first time you performed that, you were a little choked up getting started, and it really caught the entire audience off guard. It was so personal when you performed it.
I do remember getting a little bit choked up for sure, but that week was the week I had totally ran for student government twice in a row, and I lost the first time, ran for second time, lost it, and then I went through a breakup almost the very next day after I lost both. And So I had a lot of emotions that week. And originally, the Missing Something Good song was the love song to this friend of mine. And because he had moved away, but then ended up coming back. And I was just like, I'm missing something good. And I ended up changing the entire dynamic of the song that week to be this more of a passionate, kind of sad love song.
Beautiful song. I've heard it many times, and I think it's a powerful song. Anything else you want to share about this song before we play it?
I would just say when you're listening to it, I just want you to think of that person that you're missing, whether it be a significant other, a spouse, or maybe even just a friend or a grandparent, a family member. No distance in between can stop you from feeling that you're missing something that is such a light in your life.
This is Missing Something Good by Hallie Hales for our acoustic campfire concert today here on Western Life Radio.
No, it might sound crazy. I have you running around my mind daily. Though we haven't seen each other lately, I know I have in my mind your smile. I'd walk thousands of miles, 'cause right now you're my only revival. And my whole time lows. I tried substitutes for you lately, going out more with someone new daily. But when I'm with them, I've been only thinking of you, baby. Nothing is working. I find myself wishing that I was with you every time. 'Cause when I'm with them, it's a lie. Not even medicine could heal the pain I'm in. 'Cause when I'm not in your arms, I'm wishing I had a key to your heart. Yeah, I'm missing something good. Missing something good. Something good. I'm missing you lately. I'm missing something good. Missing something good. Something good. I've been missing you without darkness. A fire can't start without a spark. And my heart, which is a mess, won't be with loneliness. I've tried substitutes for you lately, going out more with someone new daily. But when I'm with them, I've been only thinking of you. With you every time. 'Cause when I'm with them, it's a lie. Not even medicine could heal the pain I'm in. 'Cause when I'm not in your arms, I'm wishing I had a key to your heart. Yeah, I'm missing something good. I'm missing something good. Something good. I'm missing you, baby. I'm missing something good. I'm missing something good. Something good. I'm missing you.
Missing you.
Hallie Hales joining us once again for our acoustic campfire concert. Thank you again for taking a few minutes with us.
Thank you so much, Brian.
Only in the forest can you see this. And this. And this. But nothing beats the moment you see that.
Cool!
That's your child's eyes opening up to a world of possibilities.
I didn't know it could do that!
Because one trip to the forest can spark a world of difference.
There are some moments only the forest can inspire. Find yours at discovertheforest.org. Learn about forests near you and discover cool things to do when you go, like hiking, canoeing, fishing, or camping. Or create your own adventure with family and friends, and you might just see this. Your moment's out there. Find it at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Ricky, my man.
Hey, headed out on the lake, I see. These fish aren't going to catch themselves, am I right? Got some brewskis from my broski.
No, thank you. That's illegal.
What? Come on, aren't you the guy that wrestled the buffalo on Antelope Island?
First of all, they're called bison, and I was delivering a breech calf.
Wow, come on, man. I'll trade you this sixer of suds for that life jacket.
A real man always wears his life vest. And he never partakes of alcohol while operating a boat. Everyone knows that.
Yeah, not everybody does.
Everybody knows that.
You got me.
Connect with the world through Rise Broadband and stay in touch with all things important to you and your family. Known as the number one fixed wireless internet provider in the United States, Rise Broadband will keep you connected with work, school, shopping, and entertainment. Whether you live in a suburban or rural area, Rise helps keep you and your family connected with the people and things that you value most. Rise Broadband offers flexible packages designed to meet your budget so you can enjoy all your favorite music and movies with fast, reliable, in-home Wi-Fi. Stream your favorite shows, play the hottest games without buffering, and stay in touch with family and friends on Skype. Get more for less with Rise Broadband. To check availability in your area, visit risebroadband.com or call 844-411-RISE.
Faster Utah empowers teachers, administrators, and other school staff to defend themselves in case of a school shooting. We teach advanced firearms and trauma first aid skills. Graduates of the FASTER program pass the same post-qualification shoot as Utah law enforcement. For more information and find out how you can help, go to fasterutah.org.
Connect with the world through Rise Broadband and stay in touch with all things important to you and your family. Known as the number one fixed wireless internet provider in the United States, Rise Broadband will keep you connected with work, school, shopping, and entertainment. Whether you live in a suburban or rural area, Rise helps keep you and your family connected with the people and things that you value most. Rise Broadband offers flexible packages designed to meet your budget so you can enjoy all your favorite music and movies with fast, reliable, in-home Wi-Fi. Stream your favorite shows, play the hottest games without buffering, and stay in touch with family and friends on Skype. Get more for less with Rise Broadband. To check availability in your area, visit risebroadband.com or call 844-411-RISE.
Of adventure invoked from the past.
hunting and fishing in marshes and mountains, discovering life in the backcountry wild, exploring the West with its treasures abounding, with the soul of a sportsman and heart of a child. Wild and free, the song of the mountains is calling to me.
Folks, you've been listening to Western Life Radio, a 30-year outdoor and Western lifestyle tradition. Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.